from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. This week we feature family values, indie rock, and a licorice stick. David Wiegand threw out all his Halloween candy weeks ago, didn't you, David?
No carbs.
Good. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with something eclectic.
No stranger, don't be afraid now. You know what you want, know what you want. No danger, except maybe your mind's tendency to justify and amplify your fear.
Now you say, gypsy rock, check. Folk music, check. That's Rupa and the April Fishes. They've got lots of influences.
They do have a lot of influences, and, you know, it's all the brainchild of Rupa Marya, who, in addition to being a singer and the band leader, she's also a physician at UCSF. And this new album, by the way, called Build, is their first album that's primarily in English.
Rupa and the April Fishes play tonight, I guess they'll sing in English, at the Great American Music Hall with a little help from Jazz Mafia's Adam Tease. And the Magic Theater is a hotbed for new plays, and this week it's a world premiere for Another Way Home, exploring the family values of Jewish parents visiting their son's summer camp. And David, tell us about the play and its playwright.
Well, the playwright is Anna Ziegler, and she's making her Magic Theater debut. She's one of those young, up-and-coming playwrights. She's worked for a lot of major theaters around the country, and this is a woman a lot of people are paying attention to, and it's great that her play will be done at the Magic Theater.
Another Way Home is in previews, opens at the Magic Theater in San Francisco's Fort Mason on Tuesday. We don't talk often enough about the work of San Jose Opera. They do all their work out of a core company, and now they're doing Deflator Mouse, which means the bat, and that's by the Waltz King.
That's right, Johann Strauss II. You know, this is a wonderful operetta and a huge favorite among audiences, and I think perfect for this time of year.
San Jose Opera opens Deflator Mouse tomorrow evening at the California Theater, and there are shows through November 25th. And now a piece for clarinet. That's Benny Goodman on what he called the licorice stick, his clarinet, in a concerto by Aaron Copland, which he commissioned.
That's right. He commissioned it in 1947, but he was such a perfectionist. It took him 3 years before he was ready to perform it. It's a wonderful piece of music, and we don't hear it often enough, and it's being done by the Oakland East Bay Symphony's Bill Kalinkos, who's just 30 years old and works with the San Francisco Contemporary Music Players, as well as the St. Louis group Alarm Will Sound. And it should be the highlight of the season opening concert for the orchestra.
The Oakland East Bay Symphony does an all-American program, including Copland's Concerto for Clarinet, in honor of the election tonight at 8 p.m., and it's at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. And we're all flocking now to the Flugtag on Saturday. And David, what is a Flugtag?
Flugtag, in German, it means flying day. And it's a competition for human-powered flying machines. And there are more than 30 teams competing at McCovey Cove. And they basically have these strange contraptions, and they push them off a 30-foot ramp and into the bay. And you get to watch it for free.
And watching people get chilled pretty good. The hangars open at 11 a.m. at McCovey Cove, and the first flight's at 1 p.m. Now, here's a show where you're likely to find plenty of beards, plaid shirts, and more beards.
I need your eyes for a connection. Every blink you give away, I lose. You give it free, it's gone.
Classic indie rock out of Seattle from the new album of Minus the Bear.
You know, it's really interesting that Seattle, which was the birthplace of grunge, just has continued to churn out all these great bands. I mean, the music scene up there is incredibly fertile. And this group are really making a name for themselves. The new album that they have is called Infinity Overhead, and they're sort of the kings of the indie scene right now.
Minus the Bear plays the Regency Ballroom Tuesday, and on Wednesday, they're at the Ace of Spades in Sacramento. And one more item we want to shout out now to a local hero, Scott Schaefer, our own Scott Schaefer from here at KQED in the California Report. He's going to be at the Brava Theater on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and a benefit for Out Loud, that's radio working with LGBT youth. And he's going to be talking with NPR's Ari Shapiro, kind of a Renaissance man since he's been following the Romney campaign and also performs in Pink Martini. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these shows and more online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.